Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Sometimes people write to us and ask for advice. Sometimes they call and ask for advice. Sometimes people write to other folks and ask for advice, and we'll answer all of them. 1-800-947-3979 or idiots@freebeerandhotwings.com. All right. Let's try this one. For months before my daughter's wedding, she told me her uncle, my brother Dave, would make her feel unsafe if he was a guest. She asked me not to invite him.
Okay.
My daughter is very politically progressive, as are many of her friends, and although she and Dave have always had a fine relationship, I thought, he is a conservative voter and supported candidates that my daughter and most of our family don't care for.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure that's pretty common in a lot of families.
I think almost every family, there are people who disagree on politics.
Yeah.
Dave has always been very nice, so my daughter's request surprised me. I wrote Dave a very nice note telling him that we would not be comfortable with him at the wedding and that he would not be invited.
I don't care how nice that note is. That is just... I wouldn't receive that well if I had always been nice. Like, we disagree politically, but I've always treated you nice and you would say the same.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty pissed.
Hell yeah. Dave did not attend, and Dave did not respond. Well, that's about what I would have done.
Yeah.
I mean, why say anything at all? Like, why not just not invite him?
I mean, you'd kind of have to, though, if he's involved enough in the family where you're like, you actually have a relationship with them.
Yeah.
Now he's going to go, hey, what's up?
The rest of this letter is going to make you angry. That's not the part that's terrible.
Okay.
I mean, wow. It is.
Okay, yeah, I already think they're stupid. I mean...
Afterward, I sent Dave, my brother, a card and picture from the wedding, all in an effort to make him feel like he was not being totally left out. Not how I'd have taken it.
No, that's just a rubbing his nose in it, that is.
Here's what you missed.
I have not heard from Dave since then. My other siblings figured out what I had done, and they are furious with me.
Yeah.
I'm smoothing that over, and I think we're all going to be fine. Another problem is that Dave has not sent my daughter and son-in-law a wedding gift.
Why would he?
Come on.
Yeah.
You excluded him.
Come on.
In the past, Dave has given family members wedding checks in excess of $1,000.
Yeah.
She said she was counting on receiving that same type of gift.
Oh.
Well, go to hell on behalf of Dave.
Yeah, you're the one who said you weren't comfortable having him there. Oh, so you can't come but give us money?
Yeah, that's right. Pick a lane.
It's up to her to just call him up. And ask.
Tell her, hey, why don't you give my daughter the money that you owe her?
No, it's up to the daughter to do it, I think.
Oh, yes, even better. My husband says I should drop it, but I cannot. Dave's behavior is upsetting and embarrassing to me. How can I get my brother to recognize and change his petty behavior?
Oh, my God. He is not the petty one.
Please don't tell me that I'm the one who started this by not inviting my brother to the wedding. I'm tired of hearing that. After all, he's a grown man while my daughter is young and just starting out.
She's old enough to get married. And what does that have to do with anything?
So,
right?
You're still the bunghole, and you know why you keep hearing it? Because it's true.
Right.
So you're the butthole.
I'm here for advice, but I don't want to hear this advice. I only want you to tell me what I
want to
hear.
Yeah, I only want you to tell me that he's the problem and not me.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. It's him. Carry on.
I just pick a lane. Like, if you're not going to involve him, then don't expect him to be involved. Why would he send you a check? Why? That's so mean. If somebody
invited to a wedding.
Yeah. And then they specifically said, I'm not invited because our political differences. Okay, fine. If that's your wedding, whatever. I'm not invited. Please don't reach out to me about a gift. Even if I'm your damn aunt and you did not invite me. And one of my brothers reaches out and says, like, yeah, you didn't come to the nephew's wedding because we didn't invite you, but you're not going to send a check. I'd be like, could you just record what you just said and listen back to it?
Because
why would you respond
I didn't invite you to my kid's birthday party, but you're going to send a gift, right?
Right.
Yeah, nope. You're not invited, but send something.
Oh.
Nope. No. He should never talk to you again, nor should any of your other siblings. They should all isolate you.
This one's really dumb, too. Some time ago, I was doing contract work for a large company. I passed my temporary boss's office door in the hallway, and she said, hey, have you been at lunch? Because I hadn't been at my desk. And I replied, no, I was in the can. She seemed off-put by my response. I thought I was just being honest. In a performance review, she praised my work, but said I often behaved in a manner that was, quote, too familiar with people. She's a bit younger than I am, and I'm wondering if age was the issue, or maybe gender. I've always called it the can with other guys I've worked with, and none of them had a problem with it.
Called it the can.
Is there a better way to tell someone where I just went?
Yeah, you have to say.
Wait, who could think of one?
The S-er.
Yeah. I mean, hey, Tuts, I was in the can. But also, nobody should get that offended by that. I mean, it's just stupid.
Yes.
It's dumb. Like, you're both dumb.
This text. I love giving people advice when they ask me for advice, and then I quickly realize they're the problem. That is the most fun ever. So this really filled my cup today. That's a good point. I never even thought about that. I wouldn't say it's fun. Because a lot of times if someone's asking you for advice and they're close enough to you to say, I need advice, it's not comfortable saying, yeah, I mean, you're the problem.
Yeah. Not always. I've had to do that before, and I've had people do that to me before, too, and go, hey, I think maybe you should look at this from a different angle. You
know, yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. Mm-hmm. I see where you're coming from.
Here's a nice double standard. I have 3 grown children living in my house. My son's 27. My daughters, 27 and 23. All 3 have significant others who occasionally sleep over. My son's girlfriend sleeps in her room, in his room. My daughter's boyfriends have slept on the couch. The girls are now asking for their boyfriends to sleep in their rooms. I know they're the same age or close, but I can't get over it. What should I do? Make the rules the same for everybody?
Yeah. My parents did this when I was younger. I was never, ever allowed to have a significant other stay the night. That was not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But my brothers could. And then as we all were in our 20s and one of my older brothers was dating somebody who was younger than me, I was like, wait a second. Even in my early 20s, y'all weren't cool with me having like the people I was dating staying the night. And now because my brother, who's like 10 years older, he's getting a room. But the girl that he's dating is my age. Like, make it make sense.
It couldn't be more of an illustration of the double standard.
Right. Or my cousins would come into town and they're in their early 20s and they'd get a room. And I'm like, hold on a second. Why can't I do that? And it took a few years before I finally said anything. And I think by the time I'd said something, I was frustrated. So it didn't come across the way I wanted it to. But it was like, hey, there are double standards happening here. And I just want y'all to be aware of it because it's starting to hurt my feelings. But it is a weird conversation to have because especially when you're the girl in the family.
Right.
I hate to say it, but yeah, it is different. But it's not fair.
And people know it's a double standard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not like your parents were like, what?
Yeah,
I never noticed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You definitely have to be consistent because, see, I didn't have to deal with that because my sisters always like lived in town.
Right.
At that time, they always lived near my parents before they were married. And so it never was a factor. But I would come to town. And I lived with women.
Yeah.
Like my girlfriend. Like we lived together in a one bedroom apartment. But when we would go to my parents, they would like set us up in separate rooms. And I never said, I go, this is what they're comfortable. And that's fine.
Did y'all sneak into each other's rooms once your parents were in bed?
Probably.
Oh, I would have. A time or two.
But I mean, also we lived together. So it was like, you know, you could bank it up pretty good, you know, if you wanted to. I mean, it was fine. Like,
right.
You know, I could make it like 3 days or 4 days. It wasn't that big of a deal. And it never really bothered me. I would think it was kind of funny, but I wouldn't bring it up. Like, well, they're Catholic and they, you know, they just don't want it in their own house. It's weird to them and whatever.
They don't want to think about it.
Yeah. So it was fine. But because there was no real double standard. Now, if my sisters had lived out of town and like they were bringing boyfriends and staying in the same room, I'd be like, what the hell's this?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
This is ridiculous.
Right. Okay, let's say you buy a house and it's near a park and you have a porch or a patio that sits out. And if you sit on your own porch or patio, which people like to do, you are facing the park. Would you be comfortable sitting out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, why not?
Yeah. Where's the twist
here?
Yeah,
I mean, I think a lot of people do that.
My new house faces the local playground. The weather has been nice, obviously, so I would take my laptop and go work on my front porch. Last week, I got a very nasty, venomous, anonymous note accusing me of being a pervert because I watch kids playing sometimes. My doorbell camera caught the lady who put the note in my mailbox, and I've seen her around, but I don't know exactly where she lives. I have no clue what to do here. I'm not super into starting a feud, but being accused of being a pervert when I've done absolutely nothing kind of pisses me off.
Yeah, that would piss me off,
too. What do you do?
That would make me angry, too.
But what if he looks like a pervert?
He probably does. Do you have a mustache?
Yeah.
You got to ask your, I mean, you do have to like self-reflect sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe you look real pervy.
Yeah, maybe you're wearing like an oversized shirt with a wolf howling at the moon on it.
Like, does your face always, is it
and a mustache?
Doughy and always look like it kind of needs like a washcloth wiping?
Yeah, because think about it. If you were at the playground with your kids and you looked over and you saw Maitland sitting on her porch, you'd be like, oh, adorable. Awesome. Look at that girl working from home. WFH life. Awesome. You see a little guy like what we just talked about sitting on his porch every day watching your kids. Suddenly it does hit a little different.
You got a guy who might be working
from home, but he looks like a pervert. You never know.
Got aviator sunglasses on and a wispy mustache.
Oh,
what does he have to look like for it to be okay?
You know,
gave a vivid description of what would be a red flag.
Normal. Like Hot Wings.
Yeah, normal.
Said. It's normal.
What's normal?
Just normal. I don't know that one that doesn't.
There's
give you
lots
the
of people
vibes.
That look like that one you just described.
Yeah.
Have you been to a fair?
Yeah.
Those people should not solo sit on front porches looking at kids' park.
Maybe one of those sports memorabilia places who has a room in back where you can play Magic the Gathering or something. Just peek in that door. Better not be a playground in there.
Hey, it's the same kind of double standard. It could be a woman as cute and attractive as Maitland, or she could be fugly, and I wouldn't worry about her checking out my kids.
Yeah.
There could be two guys on a porch, and if one of them has a creep factor at all, I'm worried. Like, at all.
I am very aware of this double standard of which you speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I also would probably...
I think we all are.
...feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. So I think you should... chill out with your perverted vibe, and maybe that lady wouldn't be coming up on your porch.
Yeah.
Ask her out. Pretend you don't know it was her.
They're probably like a school teacher and super nice.
Yeah.
Or a predator.
Maybe stop reading Barely Legal on your front porch.
Yeah.
Or what work do you do? Do you run a kids porno website? Probably not.
He runs a website called Children at a Distance. It's really bad.
Like you could see, and he posts his own face in the foreground of the park photo.
Yeah, it's actually just chad.com, Children at a Distance.
Oh,
and his name is Chad, so you know he's a pervert.
Oh,
big God.
Yeah.
Full circle.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.